Hey guys, it's Annie Tuck, and we're here after Memorial Day weekend. It's still going for us. We're actually off today too.
Yep.
Just hanging out, drinking some coffee, and wanted to talk to you guys about the new song.
Butter!
So, lots of hype and buildup to the release of this song.
Oh my gosh.
Including watching Butter melt for an hour.
Only to find a release date.
But it worked. Yeah. It totally worked. And I think what I saw with this release is that it wasn't just ARMY that was super hype about it. Mm. I feel like more mainstream was kind of like,
Butter's coming out. That
BTS group is putting out a new song. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, it wasn't just like ARMY saw it coming out. Like, yeah. More people
knew.
Who, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, all we heard was Butter. And
there's
all this stuff like Butter's coming out. And we were like, oh, what's it going to sound like?
Butter teasers.
Yes, Butter teasers. That sounds like a pastry. And BTS themselves were like, I don't know, doing their best to like hype everybody up. There was all these planned appearances.
Oh yeah.
Billboard, all the late shows.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So lots of hype. So then it finally came out.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me now.
What did you think? Okay. Well, I don't know. While I was watching it, I was just like, oh my gosh, I was so happy. I was in my own little world, like, while watching it. But, like, it's such, like, a dance song to me. Like, I don't know. It's so good. And then Jungkook's hair and his, whether, I don't know if it's real or not, but his eyebrow piercing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's real.
I don't know. I've had a friend that told me that in an interview he said that it wasn't, but I can't find the interview. So I'm like, where'd you find it?
I think it's real. What did your dad say? Because your dad had an eyebrow piercing.
He said it was real. Yeah, my dad did say it, and he has had an eyebrow piercing.
I think it's real.
I really hope it is, but I don't know. It might not be.
So the choreo... I love the choreo. I thought it was super catchy and it wasn't too hard. Like, the first thing I did was, like, try to learn it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And shout out to that one. What are the... Brian and Ellie,
I believe.
Yeah.
They're the K-pop dancers.
Because his... Like, if you guys haven't seen them, you need to look them up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I think... Yeah.
But his tutorial on Butter is really good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It works for my brain. So maybe it'll work for you guys too if you're trying to learn.
They're really good. And they're basically like cover dancers. And they like, it's super cool. I would just follow them if you're a K-pop
fan. But they're getting better and better and better at teaching. And it's just, I don't know.
Great.
They're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But once again.
Okay.
I felt like. We had, like, that same kind of color scheme. Like, I always keep saying this. Like, everybody's going for, like, the bright colors. You know what I mean?
I said
it in Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Blackpink had it in their ice cream song with Selena Gomez.
You know what's super funny? What that made me think of is, like, if you guys have seen it, like, Taylor Swift did a song called Me. I think, Katy Perry, like, Chained to the Rhythm, and Daisy, like, they're all, like, pastel, like, yellow, like, yeah.
So that's...
I kind of disagree with you on Butter, though. Like, I feel like Butter was, like, black and gold.
There's parts that are black and gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess...
Like, in that... But I do see what you're talking about, because, like, in their live performance, like, on Stephen Colbert and, like, on their dance practice, like, they are wearing, like, yellow and white and baby blue.
No,
like...
I think you're right. Yeah. There's a lot of black and gold. And even, like, black and yellow, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, there's parts where it's that bright.
Yeah, bright.
Those bright colors again. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's in all English.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
So, you know, I could care less whether they're singing in English, whether they're singing in Korean, whether they're singing in Spanish. I really don't care. You know what I mean? But I feel like their English songs sound similar, and I think that's because they're trying to get radio play. You know what I mean? I think that they're trying to get their songs on the US radio. So, I don't know. I do think that Butter and Dynamite not necessarily sound the same, but that they have the same vibe, like the dancey, like party music.
I think so too. I don't think they're doing it for radio play though, because to be honest, I think this is gonna sound very not nice, but
very not nice.
Very not nice. I think radio's dead.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I think it's on its way out, and we all just use our streaming services.
Yeah.
You know, I think they are doing it for to appeal to more people and have a song that is a little bit more mainstream and is a little bit more popular.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thing. I don't care what they sing in either.
Yeah.
I'm just like, are you doing it for the right reasons? Are you really truly doing it for yourself, or are you doing it to please others?
Yeah.
Because that's my concern. And the other thing is, I love and appreciate their new songs, but I also really love and appreciate the old stuff written by Korean songwriters. You know?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, like, a lot of their new stuff is, it's getting more and more...
like, by American writers?
Yeah. Which is fine. It's fine. But I also love the nuances that the Korean songwriters bring.
Yeah, because we're from America, you know what I mean? So we don't, there's certain things that Korean artists, especially, even, okay, let me just bring Daechita or Dang up for an example. Like, they have, traditional sounding, instruments and, the idea behind it, okay, because we're watching Dang this morning, okay? So, in the performance, they're dressed, in, traditional Korean wear. I wonder if, while they're making the song, they have things like that in mind. You know what I mean? As opposed to, modern, pop artists, you don't necessarily get that. You know what I mean? Not, the culture aspect of it. Yeah. Which I really like when they do, traditional things.
Well, and I think what I'm worried about is... the more they become everything that I listen to, the more they become everything that I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So, but other than that,
if they're doing what they love, you know what I mean? Then I'm like, go ahead, for it.
Yep.
Okay, last. Yep. Oh.
I just wanted to say really quick, I feel like there's all these K-pop songs about food nowadays.
Ice cream.
Are they hungry?
Butter. Wait, what? Oh, honey.
do we need to send them a gift basket?
Of food. We got you guys.
Other than that, I really do want to learn the choreo. It's not too hard. It's kind of fun. Yeah. I shouldn't say it's kind of fun. It's fun.
It's fun.
And are they coming out with an album?
Dang, I was going to ask you
that. I think I had read that they are preparing one. I don't know when it's going to come out, though.
I mean, usually, they do. Because, with Dynamite, it came out quite a bit earlier than their album. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I hope that they do. I just, yep.
Now, here's the big question, though. The more and more albums they put out before the next concert...
which album are we going to hear in concert?
What are we going to hear from what? Yeah.
I don't know. We got to see.
Because I love the old stuff, too. And I'm like, if you keep putting new music out, I'll never
hear it. I can't hear that.
I'll never hear the old stuff.
Because I really wanted to see, Map of Soul 7 in concert. In concert. But that's long gone. That's, almost, a year already. You know what I mean?
And so, I saw Monsta X is going to have
a tour.
Yep. And they were, what did I say, next February? Shoot, I shouldn't quote it. But
I don't know.
But it wasn't until 2022, because I was like, should we get tickets? And by the way, guys, there's still tickets. There's still tickets for Monsta X, and I saw some as cheap as like $60.
Oh yeah, we doing it.
Well, I don't know if we'll do it. I really want to save our money for BTS.
Yeah, because you don't know when they. We don't know.
I don't know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so they're planning a concert now. Here's the thing, Jin is supposed to enlist.
Oh,
like,
crap.
Are we gonna make it? It's starting to like dwindle down.
Like, we only have like 6 more months.
It's so. Already June.
Yep.
It's already June. Dun, oh, dun, guys. Dun. So we'll have to see. Like, and I'm sure, like, if we're feeling the pressure, like,
they're totally feeling the pressure.
Hype / Big Hit is totally feeling the pressure. Oh, and they're like, are we going to be able to make this happen? And, like, things are opening up. More and more people are getting vaccinated. People are starting to really ask for concerts. Some concerts are coming back. Sports are coming back. The Olympics, it's kind of questionable. But the Olympics is doing
supposedly
their best to, like move forward in the summer.
Well, and you know, I really do think that it'll happen because recently, like with Billboard, like they had a bunch of people there, you know what I mean? Like it was basically a concert.
Yeah.
So, but, and it had multiple different artists.
But what was interesting to me is they still didn't feel comfortable enough letting BTS travel
to
the US and perform. Because there's maybe things you can do. Like, you can totally keep them away from people. You can keep them in their own little pod. But even that wasn't enough yet. Yeah. So if that wasn't enough, when will we be okay to see them tour?
Yeah. This is just, like, a random question, but do you think any of them have gotten COVID?
I didn't. They made pretty regular appearances.
I don't think
on social media. And I never heard them sick or coughing or anything.
Yeah, and I feel like they, since Big Hit has been so careful, I don't think that they have.
Yeah. And I mean, and like for us, it lasted a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like something that they could kind of like disguise.
Hide for a week and then,
like you wouldn't see them at all and you'd be like, oh. Mm-mm. Maybe that's why Yeonki was out, not because he had
surgery.
Oh my God. But because he actually had COVID. No, I'm
probably
joking.
Probably not. Okay, so that was butter. Yeah. Oh, wait, we gotta talk about how J-Hope eats butter.
Oh, no, guys.
Oh, my God. We were like, blah.
I felt so bad for him. I was like, that probably was disgusting.
Yeah, and you can tell he doesn't actually eat it.
He's like,
He, like, holds it in his mouth and is like, well, can I spit this out yet?
Oh my God. Why did they make him do that? That, like, there was no need. And it was like, it wasn't like part of like the song either. It was just like a clip at the end. You know what
I
mean?
He should have like, they should have put butter on like a big piece of pancake.
Like,
that
yeah.
That would have
like,
been like,
yeah, there you,
you know.
Go. There you go. Not make J-Hope eat a piece
like,
of butter. You could just see it. Like, he's trying to play
right.
It cool, but like you could tell in his eyes, in his soul, he's like, oh, no.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and fingers crossed, let's hope that concerts happen before December when Jin is supposed to enlist.
Oof.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.